I'm smiling. You can't see it, but I'm smiling. I'll try for a smiling voice here because this music, the Blue Ribbon Charleston, by the Bob Prince Tentet circa 1970, only plays for one reason, and that is to alert our listeners to the fact that another Jazz Guy special is about to unspool here at the Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy, with further information that all the music on the show today concerns itself with royalty, something that we don't have to worry about in our country since George Washington rejected the crown 3 times. To find out about kings and queens and princesses and princes, we have to study our European heritage, although the first example here is only the wishful thinking of the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz, who desperately wants to be king of the forest. From his 1989 Wizard of Oz suite, here's Phil Wilson with If I Were King of the Forest.
Thank you.
at the top of the spot, if I were king of the forest. From Phil Wilson's Wizard of Oz suite. Phil Wilson is a trombone virtuoso who never left Boston, where he has spent his career teaching others at the Berklee College of Music. In 1989, he wrote his Wizard of Oz suite and recorded it with the amazing NDR Big Band out of Hamburg, Germany. Lucas Lindholm was the bass soloist. Good Queen Bess was next, by the Lawrence Brown All-Stars. Lawrence, another trombone player, made Inspired Abandon, a jam session style album in 1965 on the Impulse label with a group of fellow Ellingtonians, including Johnny Hodges alto sax, Harold Ashby tenor, Russell Procopi clarinet and alto sax, Cat Anderson trumpet, Ray Nance cornet, Paul Gonzalez tenor, Buster Cooper trombone, Jimmy Jones piano, Richard Davis bass, Gus Johnson drums. And just now we heard the Danish trumpet player and composer Pia Mikkelborg duetting with harpist Helen Davies in 1992 on an original composition, Prince of Peace. Hanging with the Royals on the Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon support is brought to you by Island Insurance Center. Trusted agents ready to help you navigate the insurance world and find the best coverage for your home, auto, business, farm, and nonprofit. Learn more at islandinsurancecenter.com.
VOV programming is brought to you by Link Audiology, a local hearing healthcare practice now serving Vashon and Maury Islands, offering hearing healthcare services for all ages and access to cochlear implants. Link Audiology provides transparent hearing aid pricing and accepts most insurance plans. They can even program your hearing aids remotely through your smartphone for contact-free service. Find them on the web at linkaudiology.com or at 206-895-4400.
Thank you.
a Star Wars outtake, Princess Leia's theme, in a 1977 arrangement by Don Ellis and his big band, Don with the trumpet solo. At the top of the spot, a couple of guys on flugelhorns, Red Rodney and Ira Sullivan, who had a band together off and on in the 80s, playing strong material from their piano player, Gary Dial. King of France was the title of that one. Jay Anderson was the bassist, with Steve Bagby on the drums. And Miles with the music in the middle, Someday My Prince Will Come. From a brief period in 1961, when the Miles Coltrane sound was augmented by Hank Mobley on tenor, with Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. And now, here is Michael Golan Johnson with a confirmation as to your present whereabouts and howabouts.
Well, how about this? You are listening to Royalty Part 1 on The Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. You know, Bill, here in the U.S., we may not have our lordships and ladyships and earldoms and et cetera, but jazz does have its own royalty. We've got Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Sir Charles Thompson.
Lady Day, Benny Goodman was the king of swing.
Say hey, hey to the jazz aristocracy.
The Blue Bloods.
The Blues Bloods.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Queen of Sydney by Oregon, namely Paul McCandless, oboe, Glenn Moore, bass and flute, Ralph Towner, Prophet 5 synthesizer and piano, and Colin Walcott, tabla and percussion. Before that, The King, a tune written by Count Basie and played here by the wonderful Clark Terry Bob Brookmeyer Quintet out of 1965. Clark on trumpet, Brookmeyer valve trombone, Roger Kellaway piano, Bill Crow bass, and Dave Bailey drums. And at the top of the spot, the Queen Mother Stomp, which owed its inclusion in a 1965 Milt Jackson album to percussionist Victor Feldman, who wrote and arranged the tune and who happened to be British. Personnel included Jackson on the vibes, Al Ahrens trumpet, Teddy Edwards tenor sax, Joe Sample electric piano, Howard Roberts and Fred Robinson guitars, Wilton Felder Fender bass, and Paul Humphreys drums. Here on The Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Online.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV support provided by Granny's Attic, serving the Vashon Island community for 50 years. Since its inception, it's been a vital hub for donations, thrift shopping, and supporting other local nonprofits. From vintage finds to quirky collectibles, every purchase supports island charities. So you're basically saving the world one gravy boat at a time. Granny's Attic. Off our rockers since 1974. Find them on the web at VashonGranny'sAttic.org.
We are exiting the premises to the strains of the trumpet of Nicholas Payton from his 1989 release on the Verve label Nick at Night. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long. Thanks for listening. Stay hip, but stay credible. And above all, stay cool, everybody.
Thank you.